Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5 o'clock. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at this evening's main headlines. A woman in her 30s has died in a crash in County Monaghan. A man in his 50s has been arrested in connection with the incident. Households are going to be worse off next year because of the last budget. The Economic and Social Research Institute says most will lose around 1.3% of their disposable income because tax bans and credits were frozen while temporary cost of living supports were withdrawn. A Donegal TD is calling on the government to take legal action against the EU and a number of corporations which he claims were central to the effective abandonment of the Hague preferences at the weekend meeting of the EU Fisheries Council. And the Little Angel Special School in Letterkenny is said to be the first primary school in the country to come under the patronage of the Donegal Education and Training Board. These stories in full and more coming up, and Mark Gallagher will be here for an update on all the sports news at around 5:15. But first, a woman in her 30s has died in a crash in County Monaghan. A man in his 50s has been arrested in connection with the incident. Cameron Clark reports.
This collision involving a car and a lorry happened on the N2 at Mullanee in Annalitan in Castleblaney at around 8 o'clock this morning. The driver of the car, a woman in her 30s, was pronounced dead at the scene and her body has been taken to the mortuary at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda for a post-mortem exam. No other injuries have been reported. A man in his 50s has been arrested and is being held at a Garda station in the northwest. The road is closed for a technical exam and local diversions are in place. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to the collision to come forward.
Households are going to be worse off next year because of the last budget. The Economic and Social Research Institute says most will lose around 1.3% of their disposable income. That's because tax bans and credits were frozen while temporary cost of living supports were withdrawn. The ESRI also says Budget 26 was a missed opportunity to protect the public finances from any weakening in the windfall from corporation tax revenue. The body's latest economic update says the domestic economy will continue to grow next year, but Associate Research Professor Dr. Conor O'Toole says there's likely to be a moderate slowdown in the labour market, largely due to international uncertainty.
Domestically, the economy is continuing to grow robustly. So we've had a very strong performance over the past 10 years, particularly the last 5 years, in terms of employment growth. So that we've created a huge number of new jobs in the Irish economy. And we do expect the robust kind of labour market performance to continue into next year. But we see some signs of a moderate softening. It's just the broad international uncertainty coming through both the tariff policy and the changes to trading relationships from the US side, and also then the just changing geopolitical nature of open trade, which Ireland has been a huge beneficiary of.
Sinn Féin is calling today a moment of reckoning for the government. It's the last day of dull business until the new year, and Sinn Féin TD Piers Doherty says the coalition's decision have left people behind. Quoting the ESRI report, he told Tánaiste hardships have been locked in during 2025.
Do you accept that your budget left people poor, that the cost of living crisis is still crushing households, and that house prices rising by €31,000 in a single year prove that the promise you made to parents and young people to get them out of their box rooms and into a home of their own has been an abject failure?
A Donegal TD is calling on the government to take legal action against the EU and a number of corporations which he claims were central to the effective abandonment of the Hague preferences at the weekend meeting of the EU Fisheries Council. In the Dáil, Deputy Padraig McLaughlin said the actions of Germany, France, Poland and the Netherlands amounted to a betrayal of Ireland and jeopardises the future of the fishing sector here. He named the Big Five corporations which he said hold undue sway over the member states which voted to remove the preferences, and also hold strong interest in the countries responsible for the overfishing which has caused so many problems.
The Big Five, it's estimated, control 230 vessels. When you look up our coast, our west coast, you see these super trawlers literally vacuuming up the fish in our waters. Minister, I'm asking you, firstly, to take every single legal action at your disposal to challenge what happened with the Hague preferences. It cannot stand, but you must also call out the Big Five. It is no doubt they had more influence over the actions of Germany, France and Poland and their own country, Netherlands, than our own country. The lack of respect for a fellow member state that was suffered so egregiously after Brexit is outrageous. But it gets worse than just what happens within the European Union. These companies have huge interests in Iceland and the Faroe Islands. So the reckless overfishing that has led to the mackerel species being on the precipice, these companies have benefited from that too. They also benefit from the deal with Norway to get access to the cod because they have interests there. Everywhere you turn, these corporations are winning through. This is a fundamental attack on our democracy in the European Union. Our government must stand up and speak loud about what is happening here. Have no doubt about it that what took place in the Fisheries Council was utter corruption, where corporations that have united together using the weaknesses, the fundamental flaws of the common fisheries policy to buy up quota, to recklessly overfish.
The Little Angels Special School in Letterkenny is set to be the first primary school in the county to come under the patronage of the Donegal Education and Training Board. ETB CEO Anne McHugh says the parents and others who founded the Little Angels Association almost 40 years ago have done incredible work, and they're now ready to hand over the running of the school to a new patron. She says while this is the first for Donegal, many special schools across the country are under ETB patronage. Ms McHugh says the new management won't make any difference to the day-to-day running of the school.
The school is a terrific school. It provides a wonderful education experience to young people, and as you know, many of them with severe and profound learning needs. The school is absolutely excellent. I had a recent visit up there and it's just beautiful, and absolutely this will be added on. This will be extra stuff that will really help them to develop their mission and to move on with what they're doing and what they do really well, which is that teaching and learning. The day-to-day running of the school doesn't change. The curriculum is still the same and all of that. But the school will benefit from the fact that they're now part of a very large organisation. They'll get help with HR, with finance, procurement, ICT, all those day-to-day things that can sometimes take away from a principal's ability to concentrate on teaching and learning, which is really what they're all about. We certainly provide those wraparound supports. As you know, we run the FET services within the county, so we have good links in that regard, maybe in relation to pathways for students, etc. So I suppose overall it's positive for the school, and I know they are delighted that this process is happening.
A road safety campaign group says focus should turn to ensuring the Road Safety Authority does its job properly. It's after the government scrapped plans to split the organisation in two, one for road safety and the other for operational services like the NCT. The RSA is in the spotlight due to the increasing number of deaths on the country's roads. Susan Gray from Parks says they don't agree with the government's decision but will work with the minister responsible.
No, we were looking forward to being disbanded. But the decision's made now. They're not going to disband RSA, so we have to look forward. We have decided to work very closely with Minister Sean Canney because he'll need all the help he can get to keep track of the RSA and ensure that they do their job properly.
Derry Magistrate Court heard today that progress has been made in the case of a priest facing sex offences. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
58-year-old Edward Gallagher of Orchard Park, Lifford, had been charged with one count of attempted sexual communication with a child on the dates between April 2nd and April 17th of this year, and seven further offences, including inciting a child to engage in sexual activity and causing a child to watch sexual activity on April 17th of this year, as well as charges of possessing indecent images of children. At today's sitting of the court, a prosecutor said that an inspector had given a substantial update on the case. Defence solicitor Derwin Harvey said there had been an extensive update in the case and he was satisfied that there was progress towards a decision in the case. Gallagher, who did not appear, remains in custody and will be before the court again on January 8th.
The PSNI's chief superintendent from the operational support department, Sam Donaldson, has called the numbers from the service's first 15 days of a winter campaign shocking. This is after preliminary figures show 129 arrests have been made across Northern Ireland on suspicion of drink or drug driving. 10 of these arrests were across Derry City and Strabane's district. Police have urged all road users to remember the fatal five. Don't drink or take drugs and drive. Slow down. Don't be careless. Always wear your seatbelt and never use your mobile phone while driving. Police in Derry are concerned for Rory McLaughlin, who was last seen in the Waterside area of the city at around 1 o'clock this morning. PSNI have noted this is a new report for Rory, who has been reported missing again. Rory is being described as 5'8" tall, with a slim build, dirty fair hair and a beard, believed to be wearing a grey t-shirt, green Nike joggers and beige, white and black trainers. Anyone with information of Rory's whereabouts or can help his family and police locate him have been asked to contact police on 101. A new helicopter has begun operating the Irish Coast Guard's Rescue 118 service out of Sligo Airport. The AW189 is being operated by Bristow Ireland under a new contract, with the new service in place since Monday of this week. Ellen Butler reports.
A Coast Guard spokesperson told Highland Radio News the Department of Transport signed a contract with Bristow Ireland to provide services including maritime and inland search and rescue and environmental monitoring. It also provides helicopter, emergency medical and air ambulance services, including day and night support to island communities. Under the new contract, Bristow Ireland Limited will operate 6 purpose-built AW189 helicopters from 4 dedicated bases. Some concerns have been raised about the capacity of the new helicopters, particularly in terms of stretchers. The Coast Guard says the AW189 is an internationally proven aircraft which meets and in many instances exceeds the operating parameters, including range and endurance, as defined by the Coast Guard in the tender documentation. For the first time, the Coast Guard says its aviation service also includes fixed-wing aircraft available on a 24/7 basis from Shannon to support the delivery of these essential services.
EU farmers are warning their livelihoods are at risk as the EU tries to push ahead with the Mercosur trade deal. Thousands are driving hundreds of tractors through Brussels to protest the pact and propose cuts to agricultural subsidies, saying cheaper South American beef produce could flood the market. The demonstration coincides with an EU summit where leaders are discussing safeguards and the future of the trade agreement. IFA President Francie Gorman is in Brussels and says they received a warm reception on arrival.
Passed through France without any difficulty, Belgium the same. Got a great response from the FNSEA, the French Farmers Union. They met us at the port in Dunkirk, took us to 3 fantastic farms yesterday to see how they're doing their business over there, and looked after us last night as well. Really, really appreciative of the support from them.
It is 12 minutes past 5 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher will be at the sports desk after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, Letterkenny. Give the perfect gift this Christmas with a gift card from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is 16 minutes past 5 here on Highland Radio and Mark Gallagher is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games. Derry's Conor Glass says Luke Barrett is a winner and is looking forward to working with the Milford native in the Derry senior football setup for 2026. Having stepped away from the Donegal management team, Barrett will once again link up with Kieran Mina after they guided Loughmacrory to their first ever Tyrone senior football championship in 2025. 2022 All-Star Glass says Barrett will be a great addition.
Obviously, I would have seen him in the sideline with McGuinness. The thing for Luke is that he's a fairly intelligent young child. He's only 32, like, and I think he's doing a master's at the minute. So I've been easing back into training, obviously having the wee boy, so I haven't had much downtime with him. He's only there once or twice a week, like, so obviously he's focusing on his master's, but he's a winner, like, he's part of the Donegal setup, so it'd be good to have your back pocket too, like.
In schools action, there was disappointment for Abbey Vocational School this afternoon. The Donegal Town School were beaten by a single point, 3-6 to 14 points in the Rafferty Cup final against Lekel Trinity Downpatrick. In motorsport, Rhys Irwin will step up to the top level in the British Superbike Series in 2026. The Kilmacrenan man, who won the second tier Supersport Championship this year, has joined the Mastermac Hawk Racing team and will be racing a Honda Superbike with the first event in May. In soccer, Wilfred Nancy has asked fans to keep the faith after his fourth defeat in as many games as Celtic manager. They conceded 2 quick second half goals to lose 2-1 at Dundee United last night and leave them 6 points adrift of Scottish Premiership leaders Hearts. But Nancy feels he saw enough to suggest he can turn things around.
We had a good performance, but in 3 minutes, we lost the game. And for the moment, it's factual. This is the situation. Now, I can understand the fans are not happy with me. I understand that.
Elsewhere at Celtic, Peter Lawwell announced that he will step down as the club's chairman at the end of December because of what he calls abuse and threats, which he finds intolerable. Shelburne and Shamrock Rovers round off their Conference League campaigns tonight, with both sides out of contention for a place in the knockout phase. Shells have made the trip to Slovenia for a meeting with Alba Riera's Celje. Here at home, Shamrock Rovers play host to Hamrum at Tallaght Stadium. The Maltese visitors are also out of the running for a place at the knockout stage, but Rovers boss Stephen Bradley says they are better than their results suggest.
They're a good team. I think the results in Europe have been false this year. I think when you watch their performances, you can see that they haven't deserved to be on the end of some of the results. They've been very close and they've been in games.
Both matches kick off at 8 o'clock. In darts, action continued in the PDC World Championship this afternoon at Alexander Palace, and there has been a shock exit. 18th seed Mike De Decker has been beaten 3-2 by David Munya. It was straightforward for Callum Ridds, who beat Patrick Kovac 3-0 in the opening game of the day. Japan's Motomu Saki beat Thibaut Tricoli of France on the same scoreline. Later on, Jermaine Ruotimina faces off against Dominic Grulich. Dave Chisnell faces Fallon Sherrick, before three-time champion Michael van Gerwen meets Mitsuhiko Tatsunami. Finally, in boxing, Jude Gallagher will fight in the Ulster Elite Final at the Girdwood Community Hub tonight. The Two Castles boxer will face Jordan O'Donnell of St George's in the 60kg final in Belfast. That's all your sport for today. We're back with more during tomorrow's 8 o'clock news. Ryan.
Thank you, Mark. And in your weather this evening, wet and breezy with persistent rain, heavy at times, spreading from the west. A clearance to drier conditions with just some isolated showers will follow in the evening. Highest temperatures of 7 to 11 degrees. Moderate to fresh southerly winds will veer southwesterly and ease in with the clearance of the rain. Tonight will start off mostly dry with clear spells before scattered showers feed in from the Atlantic and track eastwards. Some of the showers will be heavy with a chance of hail or thunder. Lowest temperatures of 3 to 7 degrees. A recap on today's main stories. A woman in her 30s has died in a crash in County Monaghan. A man in his 50s has been arrested in connection with the incident. Households are going to be worse off next year because of the last budget. The Economic and Social Research Institute says most will lose around 1.3% of their disposable income because tax bans and credits were frozen, while temporary cost of living supports were withdrawn. The ESRI also says Budget 26 was a missed opportunity to protect public finances from any weakening in the windfall from corporate tax revenues. A Donegal TD is calling on the government to take legal action against the EU and a number of corporations which he claims were central to the effective abandonment of the Hague preferences at the weekend meeting of the EU Fisheries Council. In the Dáil, Deputy Padraig McLaughlin said the actions of Germany, France, Poland and the Netherlands amounted to a betrayal of Ireland and jeopardises the future of the fishing sector here. And the Little Angel Special School in Letterkenny is set to be the first primary school in the county to come under the patronage of the Donegal Education and Training Board. ETB CEO Anne McHugh says the parents and others who founded the Little Angels Association almost 40 years ago have done incredible work and they're now ready to hand over the running of the school to a new patron. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock. Farming news and views with Chris Ashmore will be after this evening's obituary notices.
The obituary notices this Thursday evening, December 18th. The death has taken place of Jimmy McGinley, Jimmy Tracy, 48 Ballina Fulcara, formerly of Rocktown Fulcara. His remains are reposing at his residence, 48 Ballina Fulcara, until 9 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 p.m. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock, house private after Rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral from there on Saturday for 11 o'clock, Requiem Mass in St Finian's Church Fulcara, with burial afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. The death has taken place of Helen Foster, née Gormley, formerly Hart, late of Brookvale Strabane and formerly of Lifford, reposing at Quigley's funeral home tomorrow from 4 o'clock, with removal at 6 p.m. to St Mary's Church Melmount to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Saturday at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in St Patrick's Cemetery, Murlough, Lifford. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Mary May Deveney, née McGinty, 25 Ballymacool Terrace, Letterkenny, reposing at her late residence until 10 o'clock this evening and from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. tomorrow, with rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass in St Eunan's Cathedral on Saturday morning at 11 a.m, with burial afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral.
family flowers only. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Con McDade funeral directors. The death has occurred of Bridget Mulhern, née McKinney, Carrow, Rhea, Bridge End. Bridget's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:30 for 11 o'clock funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Funeral can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of John Deveney, Lurgan Brack, Glenvar. House strictly private, please. Removal at 6 o'clock today from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, to St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Glenvar, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred in her 101st year of Elizabeth McCall, Camita Mallon. Elizabeth's remains are reposing at her home until 10 o'clock this evening, with parking and a shuttle bus in operation from Burn Seafoods. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:20 for 12 p.m. Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Ochaclay, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The family home is private on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has occurred of Kathleen Katie Scanlon, Drumavish Crossroads, Killigordon, reposing at her home today until 10 p.m. and tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 o'clock. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Louise Sheridan in Ní Dhiathain, 30 Lisone Avenue, Buncrana. Remains are reposing at her parents' home, 30 Lisone Avenue. Funeral from there on Saturday at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to ICU Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. House private from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The church service can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.
Are you a farmer looking to grow your business? Get up to €75,000 with Cultivate, our competitive, unsecured agricultural loan. Visit us today at Inishowen, Ballybuffet and Stranorler, or Lifford Credit Union. Sponsors of today's farming show. Credit Unions of Ireland are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Hello and welcome to this week's Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Well, as we speak, thousands of farmers, including a contingent from Donegal, are protesting in Brussels today, and feelings are running high. Farm organisations from many countries have come together to protest and to express their opposition to a number of areas of real contention, among them the Mercosur trade deal, which is particularly controversial, and no doubt you will hear more about it in news bulletins over the coming days, as it all goes down to the wire to see if it will go through. Well, earlier this afternoon, I spoke with the chair of the County Donegal Executive of the IFA, Joe Sweeney, who was part of the delegation from Donegal taking part in the protest. I began by asking him to outline to me the major issues that have sparked this huge protest.
The three things that we're here for is the Mercosur deal, the new cap payments and the new system, and our over-regulations with European law to farmers is just causing a lot of hardship, and we're just being over-regulated and pushed out.
So it's
trying to get the support to make them changes.
So in many respects, the next couple of hours, days, weeks could have a huge, huge impact on Irish farming, on Donegal farmers for decades to come.
Well, that's just it, Chris, for decades to come. Just people probably don't realise the implications of what's happening this weekend. And this is probably one of the biggest days in Brussels for the last 10 years.
thousands of farmers have congregated there. Part of the IFA's protest was actually by tractor all the way over. The president of the IFA, Francie Gorman, and indeed his son set out from the Irish Farm Centre. They went over on the ferry, and there's, as you just paint the picture for us there in Brussels this afternoon.
Right, yeah, well, Francie Gorman and the son left the Farm Centre on Monday morning at 9:30 and headed for Rosslare, took the boat the whole way across to Dunkirk and travelled then by tractor to Brussels and came in here early this morning. His 11-year-old son's with him, and he had a support team then of four because there was a lot of work involved. He couldn't go on motorways. It was all back road, so we had the farm and the Belgium farm, the French and the farm Belgium farm organisations were sort of guiding them, and they met him and sort of helped him along. Then the county chairs of the country came over. There's 60 of us came over there this morning by plane, so we're here. So from the county itself, we have Adrian Gallagher, the national sheep chair. And we have Shannon Porter from the business chair from the county. They're both here as well with me. It's a noisy spot. It's settled a wee bit there at the minute. But there could be up on 10 or 15,000 farmers in walking on the streets. And there's tractors everywhere. Roads blocked. And police and security on high alert because they weren't sure if they were even going to let it happen into Brussels. But I think what happened was the farmers come in when they weren't waiting and took up positions and sort of hijacked the whole thing. So everyone's in, I know, and the machinery's in, sort of in the city.
Yeah.
They were talking about keeping them out.
This is all to coincide with the European Council meeting. So obviously there's concerns about the next common agricultural policy and the budget there. Now, the Mercosur deal, just to explain, it's if it goes through, it'll mean a huge trade block between the EU and the Mercosur countries. So that's the likes of Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay and Uruguay. Europe, countries like Germany, they want to export their cars to South America. The other flow will be cheaper agricultural products. There's issues with traceability. It's going to have huge implications if it goes through. And we see here today the Brazilian president, he's pretty much put down an ultimatum after 20 years of talks, wants a decision. And against that, the French have really ramped up the opposition. So it's all a little bit in the melting pot.
It's all in the melting pot. The Italians have sort of come on board as well and said that they're trying to push the deal out. The fear is that maybe Ursula von der Leyen would sort of buy out the Italians before the night's over. The French are steadfast. So it's all to play for. But if the deal was to be pushed back and the Brazilian president sort of held the line, then it wouldn't happen in his presidency. So that'll be a great result to push it back, because if it's pushed back that long, who knows? Because as we know, we found out that what's going on in Brazil, and all the health issues. Brazil pulled back the meat, they recalled their products back out because they're aware of what's going on. But I'm not so sure. And no one is how if it be a no deal or what's going to happen this evening. It's going to be all to play for now in the next lock hours. Donald Trump did say that Europe was weak, and that's why Ursula von der Leyen wants to go with some sort of an offering of a deal before the weekend to Brazil. And if that doesn't happen, then Donald Trump's words will come ring through that Europe is weak.
And from a Donegal perspective, Joe, I mean, what are the biggest fears here if this deal goes through? What are the long-term implications for Donegal farmers?
I think the long-term effect of Donegal farmers is there'll be bigger farms and less farms, because the smaller family farms won't compete if price of beef and stuff come back to even where they were before. It's not viable and hasn't been for years. So it's going to it's going to have an effect. There'll be maybe some of the bigger lads may survive, but the whole change of practice, there'll be a change of practice. It's not going to stay as it is.
And finally, Joe, just in terms of the regulations and all the paperwork that farmers are facing, this is another issue that's coming up because the European Commission and meeting the Council of Ministers as well have expressed their views. There's just simply too much bureaucracy.
Too much bureaucracy. Like the year before it was introduced as a fertilizer register, and now the year it's an animal remedy register, prescriptions to buy dosing stuff for cattle and sheep. And, you know, it's one thing after another. Then there's going to be a register for the usage of meal. And, you know, it's never ends. It seems to be every year there's something extra and something extra. You only can keep going for so long.
So the hope will be, from the farming perspective, that today's protest in Brussels will have some influence on the final decisions.
I think so. It's the message loud and clear from the farming community today in Brussels that we're here and not happy, and some of them will have to rethink what's going on because it can't continue the way it's going on.
And that was Donegal IFA Chair Joe Sweeney speaking to me from Brussels earlier this afternoon. In other news, the IFA has posted an operating surplus of more than €830,000, fueled largely by a rise in membership fees, which went up by €25 per membership. Income in this category rose by €1.38 million to over €7.7 million. Meanwhile, it's been announced that ticket prices for the National Ploughing Championships next year will rise from €25 to €30. Last year's championships saw an increase in attendances to more than 240,000, but turnover fell year on year. Well, that's it for this week's Farming News and Views, which is actually the last one before Christmas. So may I wish you all a very happy Christmas, and a big thank you to all who contributed to the programme over the year. From me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Are you a farmer looking to grow your business? Get up to €75,000 with Cultivate, our competitive, unsecured agricultural loan. Visit us today at Inishowen, Ballybuffet and Stranorler, or Lifford Credit Union. Sponsors of today's farming show. Credit Unions of Ireland are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.